later on in the program, there's a couple of things we want to talk about this morning, a tragedy in Oklahoma, and I'd like to address that. We'll have some time to do that. But first, as they say, I have an individual who wrote a book called The Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. Rectok Ross is this individual's name. And good morning, Rectok Ross. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I think I'm very, very fine. And you are the author of The Prodigal, A Different Kind of Love Story. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Good. Well, I'm glad you said yes, because I have that all prepared. If not, we're...
That would have been a little embarrassing.
And I would have to improvise, and everyone knows that I'm not good at that, improvising. So
actually, John, that is not my book.
It's not. Well, look, did you write a book, and did you have an interesting evening? What kind of wine did you drink? Did you have fish or the steak? You know, I mean, it's, we can figure out something I'm sure to talk about. But you know, when you have a title, it's a kind of a provocative title, really. When the word prodigal, when you think about it, a lot of things go through your mind. The prodigal son comes to my mind. And on down the list, but a different kind of love story. And maybe you should take us back, first of all, introduce us to you and what's your experience and background?
Yeah, absolutely. So I am a young adult author. They're really for kind of the young adult age, although, you know, older people, younger people also read my books as well and enjoy them. I started with a journalism degree at the University of Florida in Florida, and quickly decided to become a lawyer. I'm still not sure why sometimes, and now I'm still currently practicing law, and I'm also writing in, you know, whatever little free time that I have.
Well, I was going to ask, you have that many interesting cases that you could write about, change the names a little bit, and I don't know whether that's ethical or not, but I imagine there are some very interesting stories that you could write about if you practice law.
Oh, absolutely. I haven't yet done it yet. I think the partners at my firm would probably freak out if I started to write a story about them, but...
I was going to say, and they vaguely, you know, can obviously see you're talking about them, that you've changed their name to Mike instead of, you know, Harold or something like that. But what, in this particular book, what inspired you to write The Prodigal? I always like to get to, you know, to the root of people and why they do things. I'd like to write a book, too, but I have no idea where to start and, you know, what topic, what do I have in my life experience. But what brought you to this? Was this a personal experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I read a lot of books, and my boyfriend also has two teenage girls, and they're avid readers as well. You know, we really love romance and, you know, the fun high school type story, and we read a lot of them, but at the end of the day, you know, you walk away feeling a little bit empty when you're reading about werewolves and vampires. It's almost like a cheap thrill. And it's fun, but you haven't really learned anything. You haven't really grown as a person. There's been no, you know, exploration of yourself. And so it was really important to me to write a book that was both fun and accessible, an enjoyable read you could read on the beach. But when you close the pages at the end of the book, you really thought about your life and your relationships and what your beliefs are. And there's just not a whole lot out there that does that, especially for teens. I think this is a book that is really great for kids, for parents to read with their kids, to really talk about the tough issues and the important ones.
Well, and I think you're absolutely right. And as I read longer, read further into particular notes I have here, from a Christian viewpoint and the resurgence of something more stable than kind of the vague it's going to work out approach that many people seem to have in our society.
Yeah, absolutely. That was something else I think was really important to me in writing this kind of a book. I think, you know, there's so much sadness going on and so many tragedies in today's society. You know, you were just mentioning the Oklahoma situation.
Yes.
There's just people really, I think, are craving for something deeper, for something to look to, for something that's inspirational and lighter. And that's really, you know, what Prodigal is about. And kind of all my writing, that's really what I aspire to do, is to write books like that. That aren't these dark, you know, empty type of reading, but that really help us as a culture kind of move forward and come together.
Well, I grew up reading stories and, of course, lots of movies prior to the predominance of 2,900 TV channels and then you claim there's still nothing on. I mean, it's frightening to me, but in many cases that happens. But there was always a dilemma, but there was always a positive outcome. Happy endings were pretty much the way things were written. They were rescued. They were saved. They found, you know, in the picket fence and happily ever after and so on and so forth. It comes to mind one of my favorite movies. I did not read it as a book, but it's A Wonderful Life. I mean, here's somebody who just thinks their life is terrible, and Mo over here, she makes us watch it every Christmas, so it came to me.
It's the best movie in the world.
But it's.
I agree. I love that movie. We watch it every Christmas, too.
Not necessarily the movie. I mean, you can look at it, and you read the history of the movie. It's a wonder it ever got made. But my point, my overwhelming point is that you look at your life and you think it didn't amount to much. And then all of a sudden you lose all of that and you realize, my goodness, it was so precious, and you didn't realize that. And I think people have lost that perspective in many cases.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And it was important to me to write something like that that helped us get a little bit of that back in our lives.
What do you have in common with, one of your lead characters, protagonist? I can't pronounce it, Alexei, I'll say it.
you got it there.
I can't
quote. Lexi Quinn, I think. I think because it was my debut novel, I really poured a lot of my heart and my soul and my own experiences into Lexi Quinn. You know, we do share a lot in common. Probably one of the experiences that really jumps out in my mind is the experience that she had dealing with her mother's illness. When I was in high school, my mother also was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's such a hard time in your life because you're going through so many different changes. And your parents are really, you know, that grounding, those grounding figures for you. And when they're going through something like this, it's so confusing. And there just wasn't a lot out there for me to look to when it was happening to me. And so when I sat down and knew I wanted to write this book, I really wanted to put an aspect of that into the book, that, you know, teenagers and young adults who are going through something similar, whether it's cancer or, you know, a heart attack or a car accident or, you know, any other type of you know, tragic incident with an illness with a parent, that they could kind of understand and deal. And I'm really hopeful that Prodigal is something that helps people deal with situations like that.
Well, and I'm sure it will. What was the greatest challenge when it came time for you to write this book, for you to write it?
Yeah, so for me, I think it's actually kind of a funny story, but my boyfriend, as I was saying, he has these two teenage girls, and I really, when I wrote Prodigal, I wanted it to be something that was not just what I envisioned, you know, 20 years ago teens were doing, but that was still relevant today to teenagers growing up. And so, you know, dumb me, I gave a copy of the book to two girls who I love dearly, but, you know, having a 16-year-old and a 13-year-old, you know, rip apart your book and edit it and tell you, that's not realistic, that's not what my friends still do. You know, it makes you feel like you're 100 years old. So for me, that was kind of difficult, realizing I'm older than I actually feel.
Well, you know, they never trust anybody over 30. I assume perhaps you are, but you
True.
Know how that works. When you're 16 years old, somebody 32 years old is old. Now, not so much. I look back, they're children to me, but that's just another story. But the other question I have to ask, too, is that how do you balance your career? And you practice law, and I should ask, what type of law do you practice?
Yeah, so I'm a commercial litigator, so I'm a trial lawyer. And the balance is quite difficult, as you would imagine. It's really about finding a time and a place for yourself. And I think, you know, any of your listeners who have, you know, more than one job or have a hobby or something, I think we'll all relate to that. But I think you just, you know, you have to have a schedule. You have to stick to it. You have to make time for you. And for me, that time was late nights and weekends. And just like today, I actually have to run off to court in a couple of seconds. So, you know, making the time, the balance between the two.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand, and I really appreciate having the – I know you're busy, and we have a lot of places for you to be. But I do want to ask one more question. That is, how do they go about getting this book? I love letting people know about books and that their availability and a broad spectrum of books. How do they go about finding this, The Prodigal?
Absolutely. So it's available in bookstores. You can just walk into Barnes & Noble's or Borders, You can grab it online. Just type in Prodigal Rec Talk Roth or go to my website, www.rectalkroth.com. Thank you so much for asking, and it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning.
And you are the first and only Rec Talk that I have ever spoken to. And that's good for me. Maybe not so much for you talking to me, but certainly good for me. Thank you so much. And I hope you have a very good day and the next interviews go as well as this one has.
Thank you. I do too. You guys have been